patient's name is Nora Martinez, first name N-O-R-A, last name M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. Date of birth is 1/16/1972. Date of service is 8/2/2022. History of present illness. This 50-year-old female presents to the clinic for her annual blood work and refill of her medications. She also states that she's been having bilateral knee pain. She does have a history of a right meniscus tear and arthritis, and she believes that the left side is starting to get some arthritis as well. Patient also states that for the past several months, she's been getting hot flashes, having some insomnia, fatigue, and she wants to check her labs to see what might be contributing to these symptoms. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications were discussed with the patients placed in the chart. Medical history, diabetes, hypothyroid, asthma, osteoarthritis, surgical history, partial hysterectomy, gallbladder, and right meniscus. Social history denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure is 124 over 76, heart rate 73, respirations 14, temp 97.6, O2 98, and she weighs 171 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed. H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, skins warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, hypothyroid, number 2, osteoarthritis, number 3, diabetes, mellitus type 2, number 4, fatigue, number 5, hot flash, number 6, rule out menopause. Patient will get her blood work done today, which will include hormone levels. Patient states that at the age of approximately 41, she did get a partial hysterectomy. She did keep her ovaries. All of these new symptoms, such as hot flash, insomnia, fatigue, just began a few months ago. So I do think that she is in menopause or at least postmenopausal and could benefit from some sort of hormone replacement therapy. Patient denies any history of blood clots or history of cancer. Patient will also get a refill of her metformin. She does state that she has only been taking metformin once a day because there were conflicting information from two different doctors. One physician said take it twice a day. The other said take it once a day. So for the past 2 months, she has only been taking it once a day. The refill that I am giving her will be for BID. I told her that we will review her labs, and if her levels have come down, she can continue to take it once a day. However, if her level is 6.5 or above, I think she needs to begin taking it twice a day. Patient also given a script for her vitamin D. Her level was done in 2021, and that level was completely normal, but she states that she has been taking that vitamin D once a week. If patient has any worsening of condition, she's more than welcome to return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. I did give her a prescription of diclofenac for her bilateral knee pain that she can take twice a day as needed. And I also told her to do low weight bearing exercises such as swimming or bicycling to help. She does agree with the plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.